CSX announced in January it was closing administrative offices in downtown Huntington. That means the loss of 121 administrative jobs. But it also leaves the question of what happens to the building when CSX leaves. CSX announced it will consolidate administrative divisions from 10 to 9, moving administrative responsibilities from Huntington to 5 other divisions in Atlanta, Baltimore, Florence, Great Lakes, and Louisville. CSX will continue running trains in the area and will keep open its Huntington locomotive shop. But what happens to the 100-year-old 31,000-square-foot building on 7th Avenue when CSX closes? That could happen as early as this summer.
It's very important that we think it through and work with it. It's obviously a landmark in the community. Anybody that's familiar with Huntington knows that it's very iconic and recognizable. So we want to see the building remain and become a vibrant part of the community.
That's David Living. He's the president and CEO of the Huntington Area Development Council, or HADCO. HADCO has offered its help to the city with efforts to find a tenant or tenants for the facility and to even help in the negotiations if needed. Spokesman Brian Chambers says the city won't comment on talks between Mayor Steve Williams and CSX on what will happen to the facility. Living, though, says it's important to make sure the facility is used in a productive way.
I think it's important that it not remain vacant for a long period of time. I think it's testament to the fact that there's a lot of committed people in Huntington that want to see it be repurposed and reused. And frankly, it's an opportunity. You know, I think people recognize the historical significance, and many people would probably like to be part of that and play in whatever role they could in seeing that the building is being used again for something productive.
Living says CSX is still evaluating what they have in the building. He says the city approached them about the possibility of a donation of the property to the city, but ultimately it's a wait-and-see game. Jacqueline Proctor is with Create Huntington. The group focused on coming up with creative ways to help the city flourish has been full of ideas for the building that was renovated in 1995.
We think that it has great potential for the city and surrounding area, for the tri-state area even. It's a known place, it's a known location, so that's good to start with. It's right by the railroad tracks, so those are some of the suggestions that have come up with relationship to that. It just would really add to the vitality of Huntington.
Some of the ideas that Proctor is alluding to focus on the use of the facility as something of a museum to highlight what CSX and trains mean to the city, named after a railroad pioneer in Collis B. Huntington.
I could easily see, and other people could easily see, retail shopping space, a restaurant. Someone suggested at one of our last meetings they would love to see another live musical venue, like a jazz club. We most certainly could see administrative office space being there on the upper floors, and perhaps an educational space, not only about the city of Huntington and Cabell County and Wayne and all of that, but again about our train history.
Proctor says whether the city can obtain the property or a private owner does, they just hope that it can be used in a productive manner. Messages were left with CSX, but they did not offer comment. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.